Today, higher rates and risk of recession as weaker lending is expected. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is Post, covering finance and broad news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, home lending recovered modestly in May, but it is expected to decline in the coming months, according to a My Housing Market May home loan report. ABS figures show that the value of new loan commitments for housing, including land, alterations and additions, rose 1.7% in May compared to April. The My Housing Market report, which focuses on housing loans, shows national home loans were $35.9 billion in May 2022, but that's down from $37.7 billion in May 2021. My Housing Market chief economist and Bluestone home loans consultant economist Dr. Andrew Wilson said all buyer types reported revivals in home lending over May, with loans for new housing recording a sharp monthly increase, although still well below the levels recorded a year ago. The national market share for buyer types has stabilised over the past year, with owner-occupiers, investors and first home buyers all now approaching long-term average market share levels, Wilson said. Home loan refinancing continued to increase higher over May for the fourth consecutive month and reflected the clear outlook for higher interest rates. And the total home loan market share for refinancing also remains at predictably elevated levels. According to the report, first home buyer loans increased by 3.4% seasonally adjusted over May to $5 billion, but were sharply down 27% on the same year-to-date comparisons. Owner-occupied lending was up 1.7% over May to $19.7 billion, but down 4% in the year-to-date. And lenders to investors were up 0.9% over the month to $11.2 billion, and up 48% in the year-to-date. At 40%, New South Wales had the highest share of investor lending over May, but the lowest share of owner-occupied lending at 60%, and the lowest share of first home buyers at 12.2%. The Northern Territory had the highest percentage share of owner-occupier lending at 74.8%, followed by Western Australia at 70.5%. Northern Territory also had the highest share of first home buyer lending at 24.3%, followed by Western Australia at 21.9%. In May compared to April, Tasmania recorded the sharpest increase in seasonally adjusted home loans, up 7.4%, followed by Victoria at 5% and New South Wales at 1.4%. And most states reported increases in the value of lending to investors over May, with Tasmania recording the highest increase, up 23.6%, followed by South Australia and Western Australia, both higher by 3.9%. The national average loan values for owner-occupiers and first-home buyers were higher over May compared to the previous month. And the annual rate of growth in loan values was again lower for owner-occupiers and investors in May compared to the annual growth result for April. However, for investors, annual growth rates were steady, Wilson said. And he's also said that he expected home loan affordability to be further impacted by future cash rate rises. Although home lending rebounded modestly over May and current levels remain close to record results, activity can be expected to decline over coming months, reflecting higher interest rates, fragile market confidence, and the usual seasonal impact of the quieter winter selling season, Wilson said. And although expected confidence to be undermined by rising interest rates, he did say that the national economy remains strong, with record low unemployment, rising wages, strong household savings, and the wealth effect of recent significant house price growth. Those factors, together with the 3% repayment buffer imposed by lenders on new borrowers, would all act to offset higher rates, he said. Housing markets also generally remain undersupplied, with demand set to be bolstered by the resumption of migration and new policies designed to assist first home buyers. And asked about My Housing Market's outlook for annual house price growth in 2022, Wilson said he expected the main capital cities to grow by 1%, and in Sydney and Melbourne he expected price falls of around 6%, and in Brisbane and Adelaide price rises of 12%, and Perth prices were expected to grow by 9%. But others are less sanguine, with Swiss-based global investment bank UBS forecasting the collapse of Australian home loans by up to 40% in the coming months. In addition, UBS chief economist for Australia, George Sansu, has calculated a slump in house prices by at least 10% and in home sales by more than 20%, consistent with a lagged impact of prior RBA tightening cycles. It's plausible the weakness in loans is greater, given the speed and magnitude of RBA hikes is set to be bigger this time, he said in the Australian Financial Review. While data showed new home lending rising above market expectations to $32.4 billion in May, the ABS has warned that the positive results were primarily due to April housing loan application backlogs, especially finally being processed. Public holidays, Easter in close proximity to Anzac Day this year, as well as school holidays, led to reduced processing of home loan applications, said Andrew Hanlon at Westpac. And elsewhere, Westpac and NAB have both now forecast that cash rate rises will reach a high peak, much higher, in fact, than economists at other banks had initially expected. According to Westpac, the cash rate will reach 3.35% by February next year, up from its earlier prediction of a peak of 2.6% for the Reserve Bank's current tightening cycle. That will be 85 basis points above the RBA's assessed neutral rate of 2.5%. and 135 basis points above Westpac's estimate of neutral. We think this higher terminal rate will reflect the board's risk-averse approach, which will lead it to err on the side of ensuring inflationary expectations are contained so that inflation can return to the target range over the course of 2023, said Westpac chief economist Bill Evans. The bank has forecast rate hikes of 50 basis points at the RBA's meetings in August and September, followed by lifts of 25 basis points in October, November, December and February. Just as the board overstimulated the economy in the face of the COVID threat, so it will be prepared to tighten to address what it perceives as the greater risk, losing control of inflation expectations at this time of rising inflation and very tight labour markets, rather than fine-tuning the economic downturn, said Mr. Evans. Westpac expects that GDP growth will slow to 1% in 2023, while the employment rate is set to increase from 3% at the end of this year to 4.4% next year. By early 2024, with inflation slowing back into the band, the economy operating below capacity, wages growth slowing, and the unemployment rate rising, it will be time to move the policy setting back to neutral, Mr. Evans predicted. Over the course of 2024, we expect the cash rate to be reduced by 100 basis points from 3.35% to 2.35%. Meanwhile, NAB has also forecast a peak of 2.85% will be reached by the end of this year, which the bank considers to be around neutral, if not mildly restrictive. It had previously predicted that the cash rate would climb to 2.35% by the end of 2022 and then peak at 2.6% by early 2023. The recent drop in the unemployment rate to 3.5% is too large to ignore, particularly given the expectation that the Q2 CPI release will show further very elevated inflation, the bank's economist said. And while noting it was difficult to predict the exact path to reaching 2.85%, the bank said it had tentatively penciled in hikes of 50 basis points in August and September, 25 basis points in October and November. A combination of below trend growth and inflation moving back to target over 2023 and into 2024, as in our forecasts, raises the possibility of rate cuts at some point in 2023 or 2024, NAB suggested. With rates close to neutral, whether the RBA would feel the need to do so will in part depend on global developments and prospects, as well as domestic fiscal policy settings. And ANZ also recently revised their rate predictions and has forecast four successive 50 basis point rate hikes, which will take place through to this year to 3.35%. And about 64% of experts surveyed by Naxos's investment managers believe that a recession is a distinct possibility in the next 6 months, and 24% see a recession as being inevitable. The survey of strategists, portfolio managers, research analysts and economists at Naxos and its affiliated investment managers found that 9 out of 10 expect central bank policy will be the biggest market driver in the remainder of 2022 as recession fears grow. The word recession is casting a long shadow over the markets, but in some ways, the only way out of this inflationary environment is for central banks to trigger this recession, they said. And inflation was ranked as the biggest market risk for the second half by 7 out of 10 respondents, and 36% viewed the level of risk due to inflation as being 10 out of 10. According to the strategists surveyed, energy prices at 76%, food prices at 64%, and wage hikes at 61% were set to be the top three drivers of inflation. Central bank policy decisions at 52% and supply chain issues at 46% were also highlighted as key inflation drivers. Policymakers have many tools at their disposal to address inflation, and given the challenge to achieving the right timing for policy implementation, the margin for error is slim, they said. For many, the question remains as to whether these efforts will thwart inflation, trigger a recession that could last two or three quarters, or result in stagflation that lasts for years. However, less than one in four of those surveyed believe that inflation will remain persistently high. Other major risks for markets in the second half identified by the experts include geopolitics, 65%, and energy prices at 47%. So a few takeouts here, which are important. The first is you have to expect that interest rates will go on rising, certainly through this year and into next year. Most of those economists, though, are then forecasting rates to come back down. That may well happen. Timing, of course, is unknown. And the other point is the question of the recession. The recession is definitely on the horizon and may well land, or at least slow. Of course, the risk of stagflation is a real one, and that, of course, has longer-term ramifications. But in the short term, you can absolutely be sure that momentum in lending is easing into those higher rate rises and falling property prices. And so ahead, credit will be tighter, the lending standards will be tighter, and the borrowing power will be reduced. And it's worth underscoring again that the major driver of property price growth is availability of credit. If you tighten credit availability, property prices fall, which is why we continue to believe that property prices are in for a significant fall over the next few months, in line with actually most other people now. Funny how they all come to see it my way eventually. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.